I'm Sarah Lippman. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be learning the final chapter of Sefer Mishle, Proverbs, chapter 31. Chapter 31 opens with verse 1, Divrei Lemuel Melech, Masa Asher Yisratu Imo. The words of Lemuel the king, the prophecy with which his mother disciplined him. Shlomo HaMelech refers to himself as Lemuel here, Lemuel meaning to him, to God, implying that Shlomo HaMelech is directing and redirecting all of his actions and all of his wisdom to God. It cannot be a coincidence that suddenly, in the very last chapter of Mishle, an entire book of teachings from a king of Israel, Shlomo Melech Yisrael, that suddenly we're learning from the queen, Bathsheba, and not the king. Who can teach the wisest of all men? His mother. And this getting back on track is a function of the guidance that his mother gave him. Who is the mother of Shlomo HaMelech? That is Bathsheba, the wife of King David. Bathsheba warns her son not to waste his strength and energy, to act like a king, not to indulge himself in physical pleasures, but to dedicate himself to the Torah and to the protection and education and elevation of the people he rules. Pesach picha le'ilim, el din ko bnei chalof. Open your mouth on behalf of the mute for the judgment of all confused children. Pesach picha shvat tzedek. Open your mouth, judge righteously, v'din oni ve'evyon, and obtain justice for the poor and the impoverished. And then, suddenly, Bathsheba's prophecy takes a turn. Verse 10, Eishes chayil mi'imtza, v'rachok mi'pninim michra, an accomplished, mighty woman, who can find? Far beyond pearls is her value. Batach ba leiv ba'ala, v'shalal lo yechzar, her husband's heart doth trust in her, he shall lack no fortune. Gimolashu tov velo ra, kol yemei chayeha. She bestows goodness upon him, never evil, all the days of her life. Darshat semer ufishtim vata'as bechefetz kapeha. She seeks wool and flax, her hands work willingly. Haisa ka'anios socher mimerchak tovilachma. Like a merchant ship, she brings sustenance from afar. Vatakom biod laila vatitein teref leveisa. She arises while it is still night. She gives food to her household and a fair portion to her maidens. Zamema sadeh vatikachehu, mipri chapeha nata karem. She envisions a field and buys it. From the fruit of her handiwork, she plants a vineyard. Chagra ve'oz masneha, with strength she girds her loins, vata'ameitz zeroaseha, and gives strength to her arms. Ta'ama kitov sachra, lo yichbe balayla neirah. She discerns that her enterprise is good, and her lamp will not go out by night. Yodeha shilchava kishor v'chapeha tamchu falech. She stretches out her hands to the distaff. Her palms support the spindle. Kapa parsa le'oni. She spreads out her palm to the poor. V'yodeha shilcha le'evyon, and extends her hands to the destitute. Lo sira le'vesa mishaleg kichol vesa lavush shanim. She fears not snow for her household, for all her household is clothed in scarlet wool. Marvadim asesa la, sheish ve'argamon levusha. She has made for herself luxurious bedspreads. Linen and purple wool are her attire. Noda basharim ba'la, b'shivto im ziknei aretz. Her husband is notable within the councils, when he sits with the elders of the land. Sodin asesa vatimkor, v'chagor nasna lakna'ani. She makes a cloak, and then gives it. She delivers a belt to a merchant. Oz vehadar levusha, vatischak liyom acharon. Strength and majesty are her garments. She joyfully awaits the final day. Piha pascha vechachma, vesoras chesed alishona. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Sophia halichos beisa, velechem atzlus lo sochel. She anticipates the ways of her household and does not eat bread of laziness. Kamu vaneha vayashruha, bala vayahalela. Her children have risen and praised her. Her husband, he extols her. Rabos banus asu chayel, ve'at alis akulana. Many women have amassed achievements, but you have surpassed them all. Sheker hachein vehevel hayofi. Grace is false, beauty is vain. Isha yiras Hashem hi sis halal. A woman who is a God-fearing woman, she is the one who deserves to be praised. Tenula mipriyadeha, give her the fruits of her handiwork. Let her enjoy her success. Vihaleluha basharim maaseha, and let her be praised in the gates by her own deeds. Who is this Eshes Chayil, this woman of valor? What is the deeper, higher meaning of Eshes Chayil? What's the higher spiritual reality that manifests in the physical world as the mashal of Eshes Chayil, a brave, strong, successful woman of achievement? There are many levels for understanding Eshes Chayil. Our sages have taught that the mashal, the parallel of the Eshes Chayil, the woman of valor, corresponds to the Torah. It corresponds to the Jewish people. It is a praise of Sarah Imenu, our mother Sarah. It is a praise of Bas Sheva, the mother of Shlomo HaMelech. Let's work together to find some of these deeper levels of understanding Eshes Chayil. An Ish Chayil is a warrior, a man of great power and strength. That can be muscular strength, as in a battle warrior, or it can be other forms of physical strength, like wealth and power. Thus, an Eshes Chayil is a woman who's a warrior. She's powerful, she's accomplished, she's strong. The numeric value of the word Chayil, Ches 8, Yud 10, and Lamed 30, is 48. So the word Chayil can be expressed also as 48. The number 48 is an expression of the human capacity to reattach oneself to the flow of the inner spiritual force of life. 48 means to push and reach our roots into the source of water that is hidden. 48 is when we live in this physical plane, this small edge of reality, and push beyond it to the greater spiritual force that gives it life. Thus, our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, led the way, digging and opening wells, opening up wellsprings of wisdom to the world. In fact, the phrase Be'er Mayim Chaim, a well of living waters, think a mikvah, appear a total of 48 times in the Torah. And when the connection falters, there are 48 prophets whose words call out to all generations, reminding us of our roots, our attachment, where we come from. There are 48 cities of Levites distributed throughout Israel, havens of learning and rehabilitation. The Mishnah in Avos teaches that the Torah is acquired, made fully part of ourselves, through 48 ways, paths of self-perfection. And the Shema, in which we cover our eyes from the facade of this world to tune into our eternal inner connection with God, unfolds as a paragraph of 48 words. So at one level, the Eshes Chayil, the woman of valor, is the Jewish nation as a whole, wedded to God at Sinai. Like the Eshes Chayil, we've had to toil tirelessly, always working to support our bodies, holding tight to nourish our souls. Like the best relationships, it's had its darker times and its brighter times. And like the best of relationships, it has become permanent and enduring because we have remained loyal and hung in there, refusing to let it go. The ultimate power, then, of the Jewish nation is our emuna, our trust, like the word amen, it is true. Our rock-solid confidence that God is there with us, overseeing it all from behind the curtain of darkness. We can tell he's there in the impression he makes against the curtain, although his glory remains veiled. At another level, the Eshes Chayil, the woman of valor, is the Torah. Mi imtza, not everyone merits to find that. Batach ba lev bala, her husband's heart does trust in her. Because someone who can make Torah their main occupation and focus in life will find a tremendous sense of security. And in its wisdom, he will discover that he truly lacks nothing. The Torah is not just a text or a course of study. The Torah is not just the history of our people or a guidebook through life. It is our life. It is the atmosphere and the air we breathe in life. And like the Eshes Chayil, who is always providing for her family and building the home environment, the bias we learned about in Chapter 7, that place where you can really breathe deeply, it's a safe space, however simple, in which each person can grow and develop, Torah is our life, this Esh Yisrael, this perfect woman, who builds a safe shelter for her family in which they develop and grow, who transitions herself and others to a higher stage of life and perfection firmly rooted. How does that happen? What's the power of it? The power at work in the Jewish home is emuna, trust, like the word amen, it is true. The root of the word emuna, trust, is aim, mother, the one who literally builds her children of her own energy, who is the environment they grow in and then creates the environment they develop in. She transitions her children from full dependence before they're born, when she is there for them literally every moment, to life outside the womb, when she is present repeatedly and frequently, practically constantly. And then, as they get older, who comes when they cry for her and who listens each day? Mothering, aim, is the basis for emuna, trust. Knowing that someone is there for you always. Knowing that someone listens when you call out. Knowing that someone will come to help you when you cry. That's emuna. Emuna is what you know, even when you can't see it right before you at the moment. How do you learn emuna? You learn it from mothering, and that's how it comes into the home. Our relationship with our parents is our starting point for our relationship with God. We don't all merit to grow up in a home that perfectly models the emuna that we will need in life. But knowing what it could look like and knowing what it could be allows us to be better parents to our own children and better parents to ourselves as we continue to rise up and take steps higher and higher towards God from whatever baseline for understanding that relationship we begin. This theme of the mothers as representative of emuna, trust, shows up, for example, in Shmos chapter 15 at the crossing of the Red Sea, where Rashi says, Muvtachos hayu tzidkanios shebador, shehakadosh baruch hu ose lahem nisim. The righteous women of the generation were absolutely certain, they were confident, that God was going to do miracles for them. Vehotziu tupim mimitzrayim, and therefore they brought drums and tambourines with them out of Egypt. There is a special connection between women and redemption. That strength of being able to remember and trust in the light, even when what all you see is dark, is the power that ignites the light that pulls away the veil of darkness and leads to redemption. Thus, Rabbi Akiva taught, Bizchus nashim tzidkanios yatzu Yisrael mimitzrayim. It was in the merit of the righteous women that the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt. Not only that, but every redemption from exile has been catalyzed, has been initiated by a woman. In Persia, it was Queen Esther who triggered our salvation. Under the Greek Empire, it was Yehudis of the family of Matisyahu, the Kohen Gadol, who catalyzed her family into action, into fighting, into rebelling, into not allowing this to continue. And as our sages teach, it is the women who will catalyze the final redemption. Esh Yisrael, a woman of power. The number 48, getting back to our roots, digging deep under the surface, getting back to the source of living waters. It's the power to return. It's the power to correct. It's the power to get to a new kind of perfection, not the perfection of someone who has never made a mistake, but the perfection of someone who has fallen and gotten up again, stronger than before. And so we have the creation of the woman, the perfect completion of Adam, the human, and with her, the completion of all 6 days of creation. We have chapter 31 of Mishle describing not just a woman, but a woman who has become perfected, where Torah has been fully perfected and strong, where the Jewish people come to a new level of perfection, a state of redemption, where humanity is in a perfect state with a woman equal and independently strong, a partner to her husband, having made together the long journey back to true, full selfhood, back to Eden, back to the fruit of the tree of life. And thus we have the poem, Eshes Chayil Miimsa, A Woman of Valor, Who Can Find. It's an alphabetical poem. Each verse starts with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That also expresses totality and perfection. All the components are there. Nothing is missing. The Gemara in Bava Basra, in discussing the order of the books in Ksuvim, in the writings of Torah, points out the characteristic of the Ksuvim, of the writings, is that they all project a process of going through a life of difficulty. They also show that there is hope at the end of the story, light at the end of the tunnel. In Mishle, the light at the end of the tunnel is the Eshes Chayil. This is, of course, the message of the entire book of Mishle. Mishle tells us the world has so much more to it than what you can just see on the surface. Look at the surface closely. Learn from it what is deeper, what is behind it. Grow, develop, become more perfect. Get to the root of things. Reconnect with your roots. Reconnect with your source of life. Reconcile that all those apparently conflicting forces are all truly progressing towards a time of perfection, a time of shalom, a time where we will see how it all works out, how it was all really headed toward tov, good, all along. And like the pasil, the wick, the strand that runs from the material to the spiritual, to the energy, we hold fast to the truth of Mishle. In a world that can be dark, conflicting, confusing, misleading, we hold fast to the lifeline of Torah and truth. Holding fast to the lifeline means that even if we're thrown overboard by the storms of life, we will ultimately survive if we just hang on. And hanging on brings us through to the end. Vatishak leyom acharon. She is happy. She's delighted in the final day. Eshes Chayil brings us to the final days, to the Eden at the end of the road, to the world perfected, to a life of Torah that is pure and delightful and perfect, to the first love of our lives. The more you know her, the more you love her, the more you appreciate how beautiful, capable, safe she is. To the Queen Mother who builds a home that is a place you want to be more than anywhere else in the world. That final day, as we transition from the long, rocky road of human history into the perfection of a world to come, is described by Rashi in Devarim chapter 32 thus: Le'oso hazman yishabchu ha'umos es Yisrael. At that time, all nations will praise Israel. Re'u ma shivcha shel umazu. See the wonder, see the praise of this nation. Shedavku b'hakadosh baruch hu b'chol hatalah shavru aleihem, who stuck tight to God through all of the difficulties that passed over them. V'lo azavuhu, and they never abandoned him. Yodim hayu b'tuvo v'shivcho, they knew his goodness and praise. Thank you, Rebbetzin Schmidman, and the staff of the OU Women's Initiative for this incredible Nachyomi program and for the incredible opportunity to take a small part in it. And thank you, Eshes Chayils, Women of Initiative. Thank you for learning together with me the Book of Mishle, Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.